Blog Talk Radio.
Discipleship Radio.
In the streets, they call it.
Discipleship Radio.
We can rely on we can't rely on Most High. You're the only one we can rely on. We can't rely on Most High. You're the only one we can rely on.
Here, a midrash on today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, Shema Yisrael. Here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Melchizedek, today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, wow. Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Mizmor Tzadai, wow. Psalm 96. Here. Opening verse, the Aleph. The Aleph and the first part of the Beit verse that reads, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Shiru la Yahuwah, shir chadash. Shiru la Yahuwah, kol haaretz. Shiru la Yahuwah, barku shemo. Here, opening two verses, the Aleph, the first verse, and the first part of the Beit, the second verse. Sing to he who be, who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, a new song. Shir Chadash, Shir song, Chadash, new. Sing to he who be, who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah. All the earth, kol haaretz. Sing to he who be, who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, praise his name. Barku shemo, bless his name. Barku shemo. Shiru la Yahuwah, shir chadash. Shiru la Yahuwah, kol haaretz. Shiru la Yahuwah, barku shemo. Rav Abahu taught the three times that the word sing, the three times that the word sing is used in this mizmor, in this psalm, in mizmor Adai Wawe. Adai Wow, Mizmorot Adevav, Psalm 96, the three times that the word sing, Shiru, sing y'all, Shiru is used in this psalm, correspond to the three prayers during which the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, sing praises, Isis, every day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. Thus, sing, Shiru in, Shiru La Yahuwah Shir Chadash. Sing to He who be, who He be, Yahuwah, to Jehovah, a new song corresponds to the morning prayer, Shacharit Tefillah, the morning prayer. During that, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, sing praises, eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He, because He renews daily the walk, the work of creation, the work of iration. Sing, Shiru, and sing to Jehovah all the earth. Shiru la Yahuwah kol haaretz corresponds to the afternoon prayer, because during the day, all the inhabitants of the earth enjoy the sun and its beams and sing Shiru, sing y'all, and sing to Jehovah, praise His name, bless His name. Shiru la Yahuwah Baruch Shemo corresponds to the evening prayer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be He, is praised, is blessed, because He brings on the evening twilight. Ki gadol Yahuwah umahulala me'od, for Jehovah, He who be, who He be, is great and greatly to be praised. Ki gadol Yahuwah umahulal me'od. Hear the dalet, the fourth verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Adai Wow, Mizmor Adevav, Psalm 96, verse 4. For Jehovah is great, Ki Gadol Yahuwah, and greatly to be praised, Ua Mehulal Meod. He rose forth light out of darkness, and darkness out of light. And here the Midrash, the Dirsan, the Midrash note here, rather, quote, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Here, Midrash note, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Who is the one that does this? Who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Set Apart, the Sanctified, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Whereas, here, in the Hey verse, the fifth verse of today's psalm, it reads, all the gods of the nations are things of naught. All the gods of the nations are Elim, Elim. All the gods of the nations are things of naught, are things of nothingness. Key. Call Elohei Ha'amin Elim. Why? Namaze. Why are they called Elilim? Elilim. Elilim. Why are they called Elilim? Rav Jose said, because they bring woe. They bring woe. Alelai, 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 to those who serve them. Why are they called Gilulim? Gilulim. Why are they called Gilulim? And here, Midrash note on Gilulim. Gilulim. Here, Midrash note. Literally, Gilulim. The Gilulim is roadblocks. Roadblocks are Gilulim. Because like rolls of dung, like rolls of Gilalim, Gilalim, Gilalim of dung, of shite, of dung, Gilalim, they are unclean. Why? Lamaze. Why are they called Pisalim? Pisalim, Pisalim. Hear. Midrash no Pisalim. Pisalim. What is Pisalim? Here, the literal meaning of Pisalim is carved images. Carved images. Pisalim. Because they are hacked out. Pisulim. Pisulim. They are mere botches. Nifsalim. Nifsalim. They are mere botches. Why? Lamaze. Is any god of heathen nations goyim called Toeba? Toeba. Here. Midrash note on Toeba. 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 Abomination. Toeba. Abomination. Because on account of it, a man goes astray. Toeba. Toeba. They are called Toeba. Toeba. Abomination. Because on account of it, a man goes astray, a man, Toeba. Why? Lamaze, are the gods, Elohim of heathen, nations, Goyi, the Gentiles, international community, why are they called Atzabim? Atzabim. Why are they called Atzabim? Atzabim. Why are they called Atzabim? Here. Midrash note. Atzabim or Atzabim. Atzabim. Images. Images. Because on their account, their worshippers are brought to grief. Are brought to grief. Are brought to Mita'at. Mita'at beam. Mita'at beam. They are brought to Mita'at beam. Brought to grief. You hear today's song? Mizmor Adai Wow. Psalm 96. Here's a hey verse that reads, but the Lord made the heavens. Wayahuwah Shemaim Asa. But Jehovah made the heavens. Wayahuwah Shemaim Asa. Honor and majesty are before him. Hear today's psalm connecting the hey and the wow. The wow, the vav verse, the fifth and the sixth verse, where it reads, honor and majesty are before him. Hod v'hadar lefanayo. Honor, hod, and majesty v'hadar are before him. Lefanayo. Hod v'hadar lefanav. Hod v'hadar lefanayo. That is to say, the ministering angels are before him. Therefore, here in today's psalm, in the eighth verse, it reads, ascribe to Jehovah, to he who be, ye, your kindreds of the peoples, ascribe to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, glory and strength. Glory and strength. Haku, habu, habu. Habu la Yahuwah kavod shemo. Ascribe, Habu Layahua Kobod Shemo. Ascribe, or Hebraically speaking, right here, give. Habu Layahua Kobod Shemo. Ascribe to Jehovah. Ascribe to Jehovah glory and strength. Hear. Taking it from the seventh verse right here, the second part, the seventh verse. Habu layahua misha pechota amin. Ascribe to Jehovah, ye kindreds of the peoples. Habu, give. Habu layahua. Habu, give to he who be who he be. Mish pechot, families, kindreds, mishpacha, here in the plural sense, misha pechot, ami, of the peoples. Habu layahua, ascribe to Jehovah, kabod, wa'oz, ascribe to he who be who he be, kabod, glory, wa and oz, and strength. In the zamana labo, in the time to come, for where it reads, bring an offering and come into his courts. Here, and today, Psalm is Mordechai Adai, wow, where it reads, bring an offering and come into his court. Su'u mincha, u'bo'u le'hatarotayo. Bring, su'u, lift up, bring, su'u, bring y'all. Su'u, to nasa, to lift up, hear the command. Su'u, mincha, bring a mincha, bring a meal offering. Su'u, a mincha, u'a bo'u, and come y'all, u'u, and bo'u, come y'all, Chatarotayo, into his court, Le chatarotayo, and come into his courts. Su'a mincha, u'bo'u'a le chatarotayo. This here refers to the occasion spoken of in the verse. Even the verse from Psalm 68, Hebraically, the 30th verse that reads, because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents to thee. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem, shall kings bring presents to thee, to the eye. Mehe Halecha Ala Yerushalayim Lecha Yovilua Ne Elachim Shai. Out of thy temple at Jerusalem, Mehe Kalecha Al Yerushalayim, whither where kings shall bring presents to thee. Lecha Yovilu Melakim Shai, whither where king shall bring presents to the eye. May he kaleka al Yerushalayim. Leka yobilu Melakim Shai. And here the point of reference on these Mor Samech Het, Psalm 68, Hebraically here, the 30th verse. Out of thy temple, may he kaleka. May he chalecha, may he kaleka, from the hekal, the eyes, hekal, hekaleka, may he lakeka, Here, the words belong to the preceding verse. The preceding verse, the 29th verse, where it reads, Thy God hath commanded thy strength, thy strength. Siwa Eloheka Uzeka, thy God, thy true good, Eloheka, hath commanded. Siwa Eloheka Uzeka, thy Elohim hath commanded thy strength. Uzeka, thy Uzeka, be strong, O Elohim, thou the I that has done for us, for I and I. Uzah, Elohim, Uzah, be strong, Uzah, Elohim. Zu pa'alta lanu, be strong, O Elohim. Uzah Elohim, thou the I, Zu pa'alta lanu, thou that has roared, pa'alta lanu, for I and I. Me hekalecha al Yerushalayim, out of thy temple at Jerusalem. So the words, out of thy temple, me hekalecha, out of thy temple, they belong to the preceding verse as the absence of the full stop, even in the Sefer Tehillim translation, indicates, thus, from the abode of his presence, of his perception, of his face in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, may he, even he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, manifest his wondrous deeds. Whither where kings shall bring presents to thee. To thee they shall bring kings' presence. The literal order of the Hebrew. Lika yobilu milakim shai. Bring presence. Bring presence. Yobilu. Bring. They bring shai. Shai. Presence or tribute. Tribute in acknowledgement of submission, bringing presents or the shy tribute in acknowledgement of submission. Lika yobilu milakim shai. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, O worship Jehovah. Hishtachu la Yahuwah. Worship y'all, prostrate y'all, worship y'all, bow down y'all, worship y'all, for he who be, who he be. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, or other Yehudis would say, Hishtachu la Adonai, worship Jehovah. Here, in the eighth, first part of the eighth verse, the ninth verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Wow, Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Psalm 96 and 9. Then, as it is written, even in Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23, quote, All flesh shall come to worship before me, saith the Lord. All flesh shall come to worship, shall come to prostrate, shall come to bow down before me, before I, saith the Lord. Yavo kol basar lehishatach ota lefanai, amar Yahuwah. Shall all flesh come? Yavo. Come, Yavo, call Basar, to come, all flesh, Yavo, called Basar, to worship, Lehishatachot, Lefanai, before my face, in my presence, Amar, Yahuwah, saith, Amar, Yahuwah, saith, he who be, who he be, Yabo, call Basar, Lehishatachot, Lefanai, Amar, Yahuwah. On that day, as it's written here, here, here in the Yod, in the Yod, in the 10th verse of Mizmor Adai, wow, say among the nations that the Lord reigneth. On that day, say among the nations that Jehovah reigneth, that Jehovah hath become king, that he who be, who he be, is coronated. Imru Vagoyi Yahuwah Malak. Say y'all, Imru, Imru, say y'all, Imru Vagoyi. Among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, the international community, Imru Bagoi, Yahuwah Malak, he who be, who he be, Malak, hath become king, has been coronated, has become king. Imru Bagoi, Yahuwah Malak, that Jehovah reigneth. As it is written, even in Zechariah, Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9, quote, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Wehaya Yahuwah Limelech, all call Ha'aretz, and he who be, who he be, shall be with Haya Yahuwah, and shall be and to be, he who be, who he be, with Haya Yahuwah, Limelech, Limelech, king for king, Limelech, all call Ha'aretz, upon all the earth, upon the entirety of the earthly plane, all call Ha'aretz. Wehaya Yahuwah Limelech, all call Ha'aretz. The world also is established, here, 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 the base, the second part of the Yod, the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96, that reads, the world also is established. Af tikon tevel. Af tikon tevel. The world also is established. The world will then be established in righteousness. The world, his world, the world will then be established in righteousness. Bal timot. Baltimot, Baltimot, it shall not be moved. Baltimot, it shall not be moved. For then, Harasha, the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, the wicked, will not be present in the world, will not be present in his world. He shall judge the peoples equitably. Here, 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 the C part, the next part of this verse, still in the Yod verse, in the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96. Yadin, Anin, B'nei Sharim, he will judge the peoples. Yadin, Yadin, to judge, to execute judgment. Yadin Omni. People's Bith Meshari. He will judge the people's Bith Meshari. In equity, Bith Meshari. He will judge equity, equity. Yadin Omni. Bith Meshari. And here from Psalm 9, Hebraically the 9th verse, this verse right here, Yadin Amin Bimesharim, from Psalm 9, Hebraically the 9th verse, in combining these two quotations, the psalmist's aim seems to have been to suggest a parallel between the physical, the physical universe, and the social order. Alike, their stability rests upon the will of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. Thus, Yadin Omni Bit Meshari. He shall judge the peoples equitably. The peoples, Amin, will be judged by him in all equity. Bit Meshari, Yashar, uprightly. Bit Meshari. Only if there be nothing, no thing among them to leap upon, shall they perish. Only if there be nothing among them to leap upon, they shall perish. Then the heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm. Hear the Yod Aleph, the 11th verse. Hear, hear, hear. The heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'tagel Ha'aretz. The heavens, Hashemayim, the heavens, Yismuchu, they shall be happy, they shall be glad. Yismuchu Hashemayim. And the earth, she shall rejoice. V'tagel Ha'aretz. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'tagel Ha'aretz. The heavens, they shall be glad, and the earth, she shall rejoice at the deliverance, the deliverance of Yisrael, of Israel, of the Tsar, the Prince of Er, of the Almighty, of Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, Yisroel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Almighty. And the field shall exalt. Hear, hear, hear the Yod Beit. Hear the 12th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96. The field shall exalt. Ya'eloz Sadai. The field shall exalt. Ya'eloz Sadai. The Sadai, the field, Ya'eloz shall exalt. Make the field, the Sadai, Ya'eloz. Ya'eloz Sadai. The fields of Eden, of Eden, of Eden, shall exalt in the rejoicing of the righteous. Ya'eloz Sadai will call Asher Bo, Aza Yiran, call Itzeya Ya'ar. The field, may the field exalt in all that is therein. Ya'eloz Sadai will call Asher Bo, as then, as Yiran, call it a yar. Then shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy, as then yiranu, they shall sing, as yiranu, call all, it's a, the trees of yar, the woods, the trees of the forest, as yiranu, call it's a yar, lifnei Yahuwah, Kiba lishpot aharet, yishpat a tevela bis edek, we bemunato, before Jehovah, he who be, lifnei Yahuwah, for he is come, Kiba, for he is come, Kiba, lishpot haaret, to judge, lishpot haaret, to judge the earth, the earthly plane, yishpat tevel bitzedek, he will judge the world, inhabitable portions of the world, yishpat tevel, with righteousness, bitzedek, in righteousness, bitzedek, with Amin, and the peoples and peoples with Amin Be Emunato, in his faithfulness Be Emunato, in his truth Be Emunato, in his faith, his fidelity, his true religion. Lifnei Yahuwah, Kiba, Lishpot Aharet, Ishpat Tevela Bitz Edek, Amima Bemunato,
Nato, Bakadamawi.
The whole place is due for
from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Selamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Glory, Rastafari. Glory, Rastafari.
Drums.
Rastafari.
Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned right here, here, here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Wednesday Wisdom, Wisdom Wednesday here. The Rastafari podcast here on the fourth day of the Shibuya here on the Wednesday. Going to ride up with more on today's daily psalm, Psalm 96. Psalm 96 from the Royal Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible. Go through the verse by verse. But first, yes, I.
Thank you.
and they say it's kinetic. Burn them out, burn them out.
Benjamin right there with Earth. Earth is the Lord's dub right there, a little dub time. And here for this sabbatical study here, we have the 24th, the handbook of the priest. We begin here a new book. So sharing some best practices and procedures for the fellow Talmudim, the disciples, here for this study, for this strong, this sabbatical study right here. Yes, Rastafari, okay. Let's see right here on the boards. Yeah, we're trying out the live stream as well for the brothers and sisters trying to live
sabbatical
stream.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat.
This here for the Leviticus, the Aliyah, and the overview here for the third book of Moshe, the handbook of the priest. SI. Best practices and procedures. A little shareware right here. Yes, okay, we have a little thing on the board right here, brothers and sisters. Allow me for one brief moment, little ooh-la-la, him just sativa.
So part of what seems so complicated or complex in the Torah study has to do with there's the parts, there's the sum, and then there's the whole, right, the holistic, the whole thing, which is greater than the sum of the parts. And so here's what I began to do in the Scofield Study Bible, the English, you know, the basic You know, the basic, we say, what's the word again? For like the plane. Not the parsha. The parsha is the portion. Peshat. The peshat. The peshat. Peshat is like to say the plane. The plane. The plane. You know, the plane read the basics. So here, going to our page here at Rastafari Groundation. Gonna bring that open right here, here for the third book. So in looking at the chapters and verses, and just making a little note, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in the Torah portion. So for example, we're beginning here a new book, and here let's just update this. We're at the website, Rastafari Groundation, some of the best practices and procedures. And what happens is that one try to, like, in a sense, like swallow the whole thing or eat the whole thing. And it's too much, especially all at one time. And this is why the Torah, we call it the Torah portions, but it's like the bite size, like the manna. I think the manna is the best example, the manahu, as it's called, but later to be known as the manna. The manna is the best example. So here with this week's Torah portion here, the first reading is Leviticus chapter 1, verses 1 to 13. So at Leviticus chapter 1, I will put a 1 there, right? Then go to the 13th verse and somewhere in the margin. Well, at the 14th verse, really, beginning of the 14th verse, I'll put the 2. Now from Leviticus chapter 1, verse 14 to 2 and 6, so at verse 7, which will begin the third reading, I will put 3 in the margin on the side, right? Or just a 3. I usually do a 3 in a circle, or the number in a circle. Now, from Leviticus 2 and 7 to verse 16, right, to verse 16, which is the end of chapter 2, so that means at the beginning of chapter 3 is the fourth reading. So I'll put right here, over here, 4 in a circle. So that means that's the fourth aliyah, Rabbi, you know, the fourth Torah portion reading, right? In other words, it would be like for the fourth day in the week, first day in the week, second day in the week, third day in the week, so forth and so on. So here at the fourth, Leviticus chapter 3, verse 1 to 17, so going to 17, that's the end of the chapter, and beginning chapter 4, is the fifth aliyah, the fifth reading, the hamshi, right? Hamishi or hamshi, and we have the fifth. So I'll put a 5 there in the margin right next to chapter 4. Chapter 4 for the fifth reading to verse 26. So let's turn the page. All right, turn the page here to chapter 20, chapter 4 to verse 26, so beginning at verse 27 would be the sixth sheshi, the sixth aliyah, the sixth reading, like say for the sixth day. So from Leviticus chapter 4 verse 27 to 5 and 10 is a sixth. So the seventh reading is 5:11. Is at Leviticus chapter 5, verse 11 to 26, to verse 26. Now, here's the interesting thing. Here's the real interesting thing. Let me just put this note here at chapter 5. Now, some have gone through this for themselves. Because sometimes, once, you know, you are here, but you don't really do, you know. So we learn more by doing. Of course, we get the basic instruction. You know, faith comes by hearing, right? By hearing. Faith comes, admittance comes by hearing. So when we go to chapter 5, verse 26, you might look in your Bible and say, hey, chapter 5 ends in the KJV, King James Version of the Bible, chapter 5 ends at verse 19. And that's because of the numbering, you know, speaking about the numbering
you know, in the manuscript, so forth and so on. That means, and we may have to update this or make some kind of a nuance there so that ones and ones can, you know, not, you know, going through the Hebrew at this present time can at least have the benefit of the results, you know, the best practices and procedures as we're seeking to share right here. Hold on for a moment. Seeking to get some of our docs right here. Just, we often, we've tried this for a few previous Torah portions, and it's really been helpful because then in looking over the, you know, the whole section, you can kind of see it within, you know, that manna, like the first day manna, the second day manna, the third day manna, the fourth day manna, like that. Okay, here we go right here. Getting the Chumash right here. So, where do we go? Where do we go right here? So, okay, now let me look at this right here. This is on our page at the Rastafari Foundation. And here, just taking a look at Hebrew for Christians, he has it to 6 and 7, to 6 and 7. So that means you go to chapter 6, verse 7. Verse 7, that means that in chapter 6, verse 8, I'll put a 1 there in advance for the next Torah portion. You know, I think that's Av, right? Av, command, for the next Torah portion, but we're not there just yet. So that means that the 7th Aliyah for the first reading in Leviticus, from the Hebrew perspective, chapter 5 has 26 verses. In the English, chapter 5 has 19 verses. So that means that the 7 verses, chapter 6, the first 7 verses, is part of that reading right here. Just a little note there, because I think maybe a few ones, if they have gone through that, might have come across and say, hey, what's up with that? You know, are there like missing verses? It's just numbered differently right there. So here we have the 7 Aliyah for the 7 days, right, in a kind of a more disciplined, discipled kind of study. One can study the Torah portion, you know, that manna for the Shabuah, that bread, like a loaf of bread, in 7 parts, so to speak. So we have the first part, like for the first day, and this allows us more time to really chew, you know, to chew our food, to chew the cud, so to speak, you know, than just trying to take the whole thing, you know, bandafta, you know, bandafta, like in one, you know, one mouth at one gulp. You know, just trying to gulp down the whole thing and still trying to comprehend what it is that we have been reading and what it is that we are seeking to feed on. So here we're in the 3rd book of Moses called Leviticus. 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 So here, beginning at the beginning. Leviticus stands in the same relation to Exodus that the epistles do to the Gospels. Know the difference? Do you know the difference between the Gospels? What are the Gospels and what are the epistles? Well, Leviticus, the 3rd book of Moses, stands in the same relationship or relation to Exodus, what we just fulfilled and completed, that the epistles do to the Gospels. So in other words, in this context, Leviticus is like the epistles, and the Gospels are like Exodus. Exodus is the record of redemption. The book of Exodus, the record, the Sefer Shemot of the names, the Yetziat Mitzrayim, it is the record of redemption and lays the foundation of the cleansing, 1, worship, 2, and service, 3, of a redeemed people. So we have the foundation of the 1, cleansing, 2, worship, 3, service of a redeemed people. Leviticus gives the detail of the walk, 1, the walk, the trod, 2, the worship, and 3, the service of that people, that redeemed people, Jah people. In Exodus, In Exodus, Jah speaks out of the mount, to which approach was forbidden. So Jah is speaking out, shouting out, calling out from the mount, but to that mount, approach was forbidden. In Leviticus, he speaks out, Jah calls out, a shout out. That's where Vayikra, Tarato. He speaks out of the tabernacle in which he dwells, Shakanyahu. In the midst of his people, Amo, Jah people, to tell them that which befits, that which is proper, that which is befitting his islandness, his holiness, his set-apartness, kedushanal, his kedusha, right? In the approach to and communion with himself. In the approach to. Now, the approach we call the makrev. Makrev, Ethiopically, from the karav. We have a karov in the Hebrew, karov. Some will say karov. The karev, to approach. Makrev, to present. The approach to. And communion. Communion, a common union, tawahido, communion with himself. So the key word of Leviticus is holiness, kedushah, kedusha, holiness, set apartness. Holiness, islandness, set apartness occurs 87 times. The key verse in Leviticus is said to be Leviticus 19 and 2, the key verse. So the key word is holiness, and the key word, right, is holiness, and the key verse is 19 and 2. Just looking at 19 and 2, 19 and 2 says, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, ye, y'all, shall be holy, for I, the Lord, Jehovah, your Elohim, am holy. Ye, y'all, I and I all are to be set apart, for he who he be, our Elohim, is set apart, is holy. So that's the key verse. Right, the key word, holiness. Now, Leviticus is in nine chief main divisions. The first part is the offerings, verses 1 to chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 6, verse 7. That's interesting. This first aliyah, the offerings. This is the first of the nine chief divisions. Second is the law of the offerings, chapter 6, verse 8 to chapter 7, verse 38. The third is consecration, chapter 8, verse 1 to chapter 9, verse 24. The fourth is a warning, a warning example, chapter 10, verses 1 to verse 20. The fifth of the nine chief divisions is a holy, a set-apart Elohim, a set-apart true good, true God. Must have a cleansed people. This is in chapter 11 to chapter 15. The sixth of the nine key or chief divisions is atonement. Atonement, chapter 16 and chapter 17. The seventh of the chief divisions is the relationship of Jah's people, the relationships of Jah's people, chapter 18 to chapter 22, chapter 18 to chapter 22. The eighth of the nine chief divisions of the third book of Moses, Leviticus, is the feast of Jehovah. Here we have chapter 23, the feast, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the feast of Jehovah. And lastly but not leastly, the ninth of the nine chief divisions of Leviticus is instructions and warnings. Instructions and warnings, chapters 24 to chapter 27. sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong. Shabbat.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children?
The words of a prophet. The wages of sin is death. Now the gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact, and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother or sister. Oh, your enemy. There is the book of knowledge. Yeah, it's there for those who want to learn truth. Yeah, children of Israel, keep listening. They say the other half has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Yeah, well, yeah. Come on, come on now. Come on, come on, come on.
Ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Right from the throne of Zion.
sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
Boom again. Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. 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 His truth.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 95 በቅንፍ 96 ከምርኮ በኋላ ቤት በተሰራ ጊዜ ለእግዚአብሔር አዲስ ምስጋናን አመስግኑ ምድር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ስሙንም ባርኩ እለተለተም ማዳኑን አውሩ ክብሩን ለአሕዛብ ታምራቱንም ለወገኖች ሁሉ ንገሩ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ምስጋናውን ብዙ ነውና ባማልክቱም ሁሉ ላይ የተፈራ ነውና የአህዛብ ማልክ ሁሉ አጋንንት ናቸውና እግዚአብሔር ግን ሰማያትን ሠራ ምስጋናና ውበት በፊቱ ቅዱስነትና ግርማ በመቅደሱ ውስጥ ናቸው የአህዛብ ወገኖች ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ክብርንና ምስጋናን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ለስሙ የሚገባ ክብርን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ቁርባንን ያዙ ወደ አደባባዮቹም ግቡ በቅድስናው ስፍራ ለእግዚአብሔር ስገዱ ምድር ሁሉ በፊቱ ትነዋወጥ በአሕዛብ መካከል እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ በሉ እንዳይናወጥም ዓለሙን እርሱ አጠና አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳ ሰማያት ደስ ይበላቸው ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድር ባህርና ሞላዋ ይናወጡ በርሃ በርሷም ያሉ ሁሉ ሐሴትን ያድርጉ የዱር ዛፎች ሁሉ በዚያን ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ደስ ይላቸው ይመጣልና በምድር ላይ ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና እርሱም ዓለምን በጽድቅ አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል
መዝሙር 95 በቅንፍ 96 ከምርኮ በኋላ ቤት በተሰራ ጊዜ ለእግዚአብሔር አዲስ ምስጋናን አመስግኑ። ምድር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ። እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ስሙንም ባርኩ። እለተለተም ማዳኑን አውሩ። ክብሩን ለአሕዛብ ታምራቱንም ለወገኖች ሁሉ ንገሩ። እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ምስጋናውን ብዙ ነውና በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ የተፈራ ነውና የአሕዛብ አማልክት ሁሉ አጋንንት ናቸውና እግዚአብሔር ግን ሰማያትን ሠራ። ምስጋናና ውበት በፊቱ ቅዱስነትና ግርማ በመቅደሱ ውስጥ ናቸው። የአሕዛብ ወገኖች ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ክብርንና ምስጋናን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ። ለስሙ የሚገባ ክብርን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ። ቁርባንን ያዙ ወደ አደባባዮቹም ግቡ። በቅድስናው ስፍራ ለእግዚአብሔር ስገዱ። ምድር ሁሉ በፊቱ ትነዋወ። በአሕዛብ መካከል እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ በሉ። እንዳይናወጥም ዓለሙን እርሱ አጠናው። አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል። ሰማያት ደስ ይበላቸው ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድርግ። ባህርና ሞላዋ ይናወጡ። በረሃ በርሷም ያሉ ሁሉ ሐሴትን ያድርጉ። የዱር ዛፎች ሁሉ በዚያን ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ደስ ይላቸው። ይመጣልና በምድር ላይ ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና እርሱም ዓለምን በጽድቅ አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል።
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Bring forth the Bible. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, of Melchizedek, righteous king, the king of righteousness, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Samun, Yitbarek. Amen. So here we have, according to the royal order, and here the Metzaf Kedus, the book of the seven seals of the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We have Mezmor Zetna Sidist, Psalm 96 from the Mezmore Dawit, and the Mezmore Dawit, Psalms of David. And today's daily psalm is theme Egziavihar Negusim Danyam. Egziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Av, Egziavihar, the sustainer. Negusim, and king, Egziavihar, the sustainer, and king, Danya, judge. Lingual even the Hebraic, Dayan, Danya. So here we have Danyam, and judge, Egziavihar, sustainer, Negusim, and king, Danyam, and judge. Today's daily psalm. It's also themed the call to all peoples, all nations and international communities to worship, because he who be, who he be, his divine majesty is worship worthy. Yes, he is praiseworthy. Eyes is worthy. Today's daily psalm, a call to all peoples to worship.
Mikhail and I write up and begin here comparing and contrasting when necessary with the HSV, House Selassie version, authorized Revised Amharic Bible, as well as the KJV, the King James Version. So here, Besama'ab, Wawale, Wamenta, Sakadu, Sahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, in Jemralen, we begin. Beginning with the superscription. The superscription right here. Now, in some scriptures and Bibles, I think the KJV, there is not a superscription. There is no superscription in the King James Version for today's daily psalm. But as still pulse, so chant and sing, not the King James Version. I discover a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I, Rastafari. So there's no superscription here in the KJV for Psalm 96, Mezmor Zetana Sidist. But we have a superscription right here, and also in the LXX, the Septuagint, the Koine, the Greek version, and here in the authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, of Garmawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. We have this superscription, Merko Bechala, Beit Betesara Gizeh, Kamerko Bechala, after the captivity, Beit, the house, Betesara Gizeh, when the house was built after the captivity. Now, today's daily psalm is so very interesting. There's even a little more details. We attend to it from the Sefer Tehillim at the roots, at the groundation in the Masoretic and in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim. But here, riding up with the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, superscription in Degna. Again, Kamerko Bechala Beita Betasara Gizeh. After the captivity, when the house was being built. After the captivity, when the house was built after the captivity. Kuter And, verse 1. Le'egziyavi heradis miskanana meskenu, nederhulu egziyavi herin ameskenu. Oh, sing y'all to egziyavi her to sustainer. A new song, sing to Egeziavi as a sustainer, Yod Hey Weh Yahweh Jehovah, all the earth. Le Egeziavi Her Adis, a new Adis, Miskana, a new praise, a new song in that sense, but a new thanks, a new praise, a new thanksgiving. Adis Miskana. Le Egeziavi Her Adis Miskana, Ameskinu. This is a command to y'all, speaking to all, to give miskana. Meskenu, give miskana. Miskana. Legziavi heradis miskana na meskenu. Midarhulu. Egziavi herin. Ameskenu. Kuter hulet. Verse 2. Egziavi herin. Ameskenu. Simunim barku. Elete eletim madanun auru. Sing to Egeziavi, her sustainer, the good, the excellent, the open hand, the generous, our Father, Yod Hey Weh Hey, He who be, we be, Yahuwah Yahweh. Bless His name, Simunim Barku Hakadosh Baruku Baruch Hashem. Bless His name, Simunim Barku Eleta Eletim Madanun Aru. Shew forth His salvation from day to day. Eletim madanun auru. News it, proclaim it. Kuter source, verse 3. Kavruna le ahizava ta amaratu nema le wogonoch hulua nigaru. Declare, nigaru. Declare His glory. Kavru. Declare His glory among the heathen. Kavrun le ahizav. The Ahizab to the peoples, to the heathens, to the international communities, the nationalities, ta'amratunim, His wonders, ta'amratunim, le'wagonoch, to all peoples, le'wagonoch hulu, wagonoch here, would be like the ethnicities, or the nationalities, the peoples, the nations, and the ethnicities, the different kinds of people, le'wagonoch hulu, nigeru, tell, talk, declare, reason. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Egziavi her talak amiskana wima bizu nawina. Be amalekatim mahululai yetefera nawina. For great, right? For he who be who he be is great. Egziavi her talak. He is great and greatly to be praised. Misganawum, Misganaw, Miskana, praise Misganaw, his praise Misganawum, and his praise Bizu. Bizu, 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 nuff, 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 bizu, no, we're not, for it is nuff, 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 nuff. He is to be feared. We phrase reverence, respectfully speaking. He is to be feared above all gods. Ba'malikten hululai, yetefera, no, we're not, yetefera, yetefera. Here we have the Norahu, Norahu. He is dreadful. He is awesome. He is awful. He is terrible. He is reverential. He is Rastafari. Here we have Yetefera, 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 Nwina, the Amalekatim, Hululai, above all the Amalek, all the Elohim, all the gods. There's no god other than he who be who he be, Yetefera, Nwina, but upon and above all their gods, their pseudo-trinities, their divinities of the nations, of the peoples, Amalekatim, Hululai, Yetefera. Yetefera Nwina. Here we have the Tefera. Tefera. He is to be reverenced, respected, feared. If necessary, he is to be feared. He is to be reverenced. He is to be dreaded. But he's awesome. He's awful. He's terrible above all their gods. Kutaramis, verse 5. Ye Ahizab Amalek Tulu Aganint Nachawina. For all the gods of the nations, yeah, Ahizab of the people, Ahizab of the Hizboch, Ahizab, yeah, Ahizab Amalikt, Hulu, all of the gods of the people. This is why when they say God this and God that, there is no God other than he who be who he be, Ha Elohim. Here we have in verse 5 right here of today's daily psalm, as Mozet Nas Sidist at Kutel Amist, it says, Ye Ahizab Amalikt Hulu Aganint, Aganint Nachawina. They are demons. For all the gods of the peoples are demons, are demonic, are demons, are exaggerations. Aganint, Aganint Nachawina. Ye Ahizab Amalikt Hulu Aganint Nachawina. Now, it's interesting because in the Hebrew, Ki call Elohe Ha'amim Elelim. They are Elil. They're good for nothing. They're Elelim. They're not Elohim. They're Elelim. They are good for nothing. Wayahuah, but Jehovah Shamaim Asa. But Jehovah, Ekziavi Her, sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, generous, our Father, Ekziavi Hergin. However, Ekziavi, the sustainer, Samayatin Sarah. He built the heavens, Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Miskanana uveta befitu, kedusinetina grma bemekadesuist nacho, honor and majesty, these attributes, these divine attributes, honor and majesty. Here, Bamrinya, we have miskana, thanks, praise, praise, thanks, and uvet and beauty. Miskanana uveta befitu, kedusinetina grma, grma. Garma bemekadesuist nacho, kedusinet, holiness. So here we have some diversion from the Sefer Tehillim, but also we have a reflection of this within the Septuagint, bringing out what some would say would be the archaic Hebrew. In the Hebrew we have the attributes of the Hod, Wihadar Lifanayo, Oz, Oz, Oz is strength, Oz. They say Wizard of Oz, but really the Oz, Hebrew, the Oz. Oz, we're Tiferet. So here, even in the Hebrew, the Masoretic Hebrew is a testimony to the Teferi, the Tefari name, both in the Royal Amharic, Yetefera, Nawina, and here with Oz, we're Tiferet. Be Mikadasho. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Selassie is the chapel. Now, in the Septuagint, just to compare and contrast here, the Septuagint has acknowledgement and beauty corresponding with what we have here in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus of Garmawi. John Hoy, of His Imperial Majesty, we have Miskanana Uveta Befitu Kedusinetina Garma Bemekdesuist Nacho. We have acknowledgement, Miskana, thanks and praise, is also acknowledgement, acting on that knowledge, give thanks, acknowledgement and beauty, Miskana, Ina, and Wuvet, and beauty, Befitu, in his lefanayo, in his presence, in his perception. Holiness, kedusinet. Holiness, kedusinet inna, and kedusinet inna, garma. Garma. Now we have another garma. We say garmawi, John Hoy. His majesty, his imperial majesty, his majesty. So that we do not overly profane, profanate, or ignorantly, you know, just loud, you know, just endlessness if it's not in the right order. Because remember the words. Every time I hear the word. But here we have Kedusinet Garma Bemeknesu is Nacho. Holiness and majesty. Garma, 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 Garma we hoy, and Garma are in his sanctuary. His holy place, Ben Mekdesu, whist in the Mekdes, Ben Mekdesu, in his Mekdes, in his holy place, Ben Mekdesu, whist, Nacho, Kuter, Sebat, verse 7. Ya'ahizab waganoch le'ekaziyavi her amtu, kabrinna miskanan le'ekaziyavi her amtu, give to ekaziyavi her, the sustainer. The good, the excellent, generous, open-handed, our Father, oh, y'all kindreds of the people, you ethnicities of the nations, the Ahizab, Organoch, Legs, Yavihir, Amtu, Kavrina, Miskanan, Kavrina, glory and Kavrina, Kavrina, Miskanan. Here we have glory. Right, and the KJV says, give to the Lord glory and strength. Bamarina, we have Kabrinam is Ganan Ekziyavihir Amtu. Glory and thanks and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, Le Ekziyavihir to the sustainer Amtu. Give to he who be, we be, his divine majesty, glory. Right, that glory and honor in the sense of that honor, your honor. Your honor. Now the Hebrew does have la yawa kavod wa oz, like habu la yawa, habu to Jehovah, kavod wa oz, strength. But here in the Royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Concolan Tribe, Judah, the Root of David, and in the Septuagint, we have the witness. Kuter Cement, verse 8. Lesimu Yemi geba kavrin legeziyavi heramtu kurbana yazu wodada babayo chima gubu. Give to egeziyavi her sustain of the glory. Do his name le simu yitbarekas le simu for his name to his name yemi geba that which is proper. Lesemu yemigeba, that which is appropriate. Lesemu yemigeba, that which is due his name, kavrin, the glory, the honor, the elaboration. Le egziyavi her to the sustainer amtu. Give, and I said, I'm like the bring. bring it amtu. Kurban yazu. Kurban, offering the kurban yazu. Right? Seize that kurban, bring an offering. What adabayo chim. What adababayoch? Adababayoch, his courts. Adababayoch, his courts. What adababayochim into his courts? Gibu, enter, come in to his courts. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Bek disenau sifra le geziyavi her sigedu. Midarhulu befitu tenawawet. Oh, worship Egziyali, her sustainer, Yahweh, Jehovah, in the beauty, the IT of idleness, the beauty of holiness, fear, respect, reverence before him, all the earth. Bek Edisanao, Kedisanao, and in his holy, Bek Edisanao Sifra, in his holy place, Le Egziyali, her to the sustainer, Segedu, prostrate. Right, bow, worship, segedu, legziyavi her segedu, mitaruhulu befitu tenawawet, fear, it's interesting here, tenawawet, mitaruhulu befitu tenawawet, fear, in other words, don't let you shake, you know, shake before him in his presence, in his perception, all the earth, the earthly plane, kuta asa, verse 10, the ahizam mekakel, Ekziyavir negese pelu. Indaya nawatim alamun ersuat enau. Ahizabinema bekinin netifardal. Say,
Say, this is what we are to say. Say among the heathen. Say among the Ahizab, the Goyim, the Ahizab Mekakel. The Ahizab upon the Ahizab, the people, the Hizboch, Ahizab Mekakel amongst them, amongst the Ahizab, among the peoples, the nationalities, the peoples. Say amongst them, Egeziabihir Negese. Negese has become king. He has become king that he who be who he be, that he reigneth. Yahweh, Jehovah, Malach. Here, Bamarinya, Ekziabihir Negese. Bellu. Say, y'all, what we to say among the nation is that the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, generous, our Father has become king. Has become coronated. Is coronated as king. Behold, line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Gormawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. The Aizam Mekakel, Ekeziavi Her Negese, Pelu, and I Anawetim, Alamuno Huluats, and now Aizabinimbek Netta Yiferdal, the world, his world, Alamun, his world, also is established, he has established Arsu Atsenau, he has already established it. And die now it, so that it cannot be moved, cannot be shaken. And die now with him, Alamun, Asu, Atsenau. Ahizabinim, Abekinneti, Ferdal, Ahizabinim, and the nations, the peoples, the international community. Ahizabinim, Bekinnet, straightforwardness. Right? Here we have, it says, he shall judge the people righteously. He shall judge them straightforwardly, Bekinnet. Not zigzaggy, Bekinneti, Ferdal. Kutal Asara And, verse 11. Samayata desibelacho. Midrema has setin na tadrg. Bahirina molawa yinawatu. Let the heavens rejoice. Samayat desibelacho. And let and may the earth be glad. Midrema has setin tadrg. Tadrg. Bahirina molawa yinawatu. Let the sea roar. Here we have Bahirnam Olawa, the sea, and her fullness. Bahirnam Olawa, Yinawatu. Shake up fullness and roar in that sense. And fullness, and all of her fullness, the fullness thereof. Kutra Asarahu let, verse 12. Beraha Bersuam Yaluhulua Hesetina Yadrigu. Yedura Zafoto Hulu Bezian Gize. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Beraha be'erswam yalu hulu hasetena yadrigu. Yedur zafot hulu. Bezian Gizeh, in that time, Bezian Gizeh, Be'egeziavi Hersit, in the presence of perception of the sustainer, the good, excellent Father, Desilachua, they will be happy, they will be joyful, they rejoice. Kutarasara, sost. Yimet Alina, Lemidrlai Aliyafard, Yimet Alina, Arasum Alimina Be'etzidik, Ahizabinima Be'kinineta Yifardal. Before the Lord, for he cometh. Here we have Yimetalina. It says, for he cometh. For he is coming and he will come. He cometh. Bemitrlai, upon the earth. Lifard, Yimetalina, for he comes to judge upon the earth. Bemitrlai, the earthly plane. Arsum, he himself, none other, Arsum, and he, Alamin Abetzidik, Alamin, Alam, the world, Alamin, the world, Abetzidik, in righteousness, he shall judge the world in righteousness, Abetzidik, because he is Melchizedek, Azabinim, and the peoples, the nations, the peoples, Bekinnet, in straightforwardness, with integrity, straightforwardness, Yifardal. Here we have, in the KJV, it says, and the people with his truth.
and the people with his truth. Now we have Kenanet here, Kenanet, and looking at the Septuagint, right, looking at the Septuagint as well, it has a reflection of truth, but here's what's interesting, it's a Hebrew. Here we have to get to the Hebrew, just in case one say, well, this is Kenanet, Kenanet, straightforwardness, but it doesn't say truth, and one might imagine an error, but no, from the Hebrew, with amin, last phrase in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, with amin. Be-emunato, emunato, when we say about truth and faithfulness, that's what's straightforward. Bringing it out in the Negus and Neges Targum, in the Targum of the King of Kings, straightforward, not zigzag, straightforward, with integrity. That's the truth, straightforward, with integrity. Yes, I. Praise be the Divine Majesty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Simon? Yitzbarek, lo yitzbarek, lo yitzbarek, lo yitzbarek, lo yitzbarek, lo yitzbarek, lo yitzbarek, lo
yitzbarek. Let the message shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunder, rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
መዝሙር 95 በቅንፍ 96 ከምርኮ በኋላ ቤት በተሰራ ጊዜ ለእግዚአብሔር አዲስ ምስጋናን አመስግኑ ምድር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ስሙንም ባርኩ እለት እለትም ማዳኑን አውሩ ክብሩን ለአሕዛብ ታምራቱንም ለወገኖች ሁሉ ንገሩ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ምስጋናውን ብዙ ነውና በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ የተፈራ ነውና የአሕዛብ አማልክት ሁሉ አጋንንት ናቸውና እግዚአብሔር ግን ሰማያትን ሠራ ምስጋናና ውበት በፊቱ ቅዱስነትና ግርማ በመቅደሱ ውስጥ ናቸው። ያህዛብ ወገኖች ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ክብርንና ምስጋናን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ለስሙ የሚገባ ክብርን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ቁርባንን ያዙ ወደ አደባባዮቹም ግቡ በቅድስናው ስፍራ ለእግዚአብሔር ስገዱ ምድር ሁሉ በፊቱ ትነዋወጥ ባህዛብ መካከል እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ በሉ እንዳይናወጥም ዓለሙን እርሱ አጸናው አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል ሰማያት ደስ ይበላቸው ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድርግ ባህርና ሞላዋ ይናወጡ በረሃ በርሷም ያሉ ሁሉ ሐሴትን ያድርጉ የዱር ዛፎች ሁሉ በዚያን ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ደስ ይላቸው ይመጣልና በምድር ላይ ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና እርሱም ዓለምን በጽድቅ አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል።
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
Let Jah be praised. The goose and the gods, let Jah be praised. The Daniel lamb, let Jah be praised. Let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. Watereth the hills from his chamber, and the earth is satisfied, so satisfied. He maketh the grass to grow forever. Jah made the herb for man. He made the herb for man. Jah made the herb for man. Fret not thyself
cause of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like grass, and they shall wither like. Now scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven away, Jah, drive them away. As the wax is melted, let them be melted, Jah, Jah. If you fear, let Jah be afraid. Daniel laughed. Let Jah be praised. Nikusana God, let Jah be praised. You better let him be praised. Let him be praised. You better let him be praised. I said let him be praised. Oh, light.
So those in the live stream, also on the YouTube, we're streaming on the YouTube as well. It's kind of like a test, or kind of a pilot run right there. Coming forward, yes, I rise the far eye. So just a heads up.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Yes, I. I'm going to get into Hebrew just now. Yes, I.
Salamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem, here on Discipleship Radio.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Call in. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
The
Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. His truth, his truth, his truth, his truth, his truth, his truth. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. His truth, his truth, his truth.
מזמור צדיו. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו וגויים כבודו, בכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה. עוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים, אדוני מלאך, אף תיקון תבל בל תלמוד, ידין עמים ומישרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו, יעלו שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. 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 באמונתו.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheme, to this, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, but the word of
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Here, about to go into the grace period of this podcast right here. Got the Midrash, and also zooming in on one of the themes in today's daily psalm, Psalm 96, right here. Also, live streaming on Rastafari Student Channel as well. So check it out. Hopefully that service will be up and running soon. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, the Midrash, today's daily psalm. Oh.
Hear a midrash on today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, Shema Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Hear, a midrash on today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Here, after the order of Malachi Tzedek, Melchizedek, today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai, wow. Mizmor Tzadevav, Mizmor Tzadai, wow. Psalm 96, hear. Opening verse, the Aleph, and the first part of the Beit verse that reads, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Shiru LaYahuwah, Shir Chadash. Shiru LaYahuwah, Kol Haaret. Shiru LaYahuwah. Barku Shemo. Hear. Opening two verses, the Aleph, the first verse, and the first part of the Beit, the second verse. Sing to he who be who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah. A new song. Shir Chadash. Shir song. Chadash. New. sing to he who be who he be. Sheru la Yahuwah, all the earth. Kol ha'aretz,
ha'aretz, ha'aretz.
Sing to he who be be. Sheru la Yahuwah,
la Yahuwah, la Yahuwah.
Praise his name. Barku shemo, bless his name. Barku shemo. Sheru la Yahuwah shir chadash. Sheru la Yahuwah kol ha'aretz. Sheru la Yahuwah barku shemo.
Shemo.
Rav Abahu taught the three times that the word sing, the three times that the word sing is used in this mizmor, in this psalm, in mizmor tzadai wawwe, tzadai waw, mizmor tzadai vav, psalm 96, the three times that the word sing, shiru, sing y'all, shiru is used in this psalm, correspond to the three prayers during which the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, sing praises, eises, every day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. Thus, sing, sing, Shiru in, Shiru La Yahuwah Shir Chadash, sing to He who be who He be, Yahuwah, to Jehovah, a new song corresponds to the morning prayer, Shacharit, Tefillah, the morning prayer, during that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites sing praises, eises, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, because He renews daily the walk, the work of creation, the work of iration. Sing, Shiru, and sing to Jehovah all the earth. Shiru la Yahuwah, kol
ha'aretz,
corresponds to the afternoon prayer, because during the day, all the inhabitants of the earth enjoy the sun and its beams, and sing, Shiru, sing y'all, and sing to Jehovah, praise his name, bless his name. Shiru la Yahuwah, barku shemo, corresponds to the evening prayer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be He, is praised, is blessed, because He brings on the evening twilight.
Twilight.
Twilight. Ki gadol Yahuwah umahulala me'od, for Jehovah He who be who He be is great and greatly to be praised. Ki gadol Yahuwah umahulal me'od. Here the Dalet, the fourth verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Wow, Mizmor Tzadivav, Psalm 96, verse 4. For Jehovah is great. Ki gadol Yahuwah, and greatly to be praised. Ua mehulal meod. He rolls forth light out of darkness, and darkness out of light. And here, the Midrash, the Birsan, the Midrash note here. Rather, quote, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Here, Midrash note, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Who is the one that does this? Who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Set Apart, the Sanctified, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Whereas, here, in the Hey verse, the fifth verse of today's psalm, it reads, all the gods of the nations are things of naught. All the gods of the nations are Elim, Elim. All the gods of the nations are things of naught, or things of nothingness. Ki, call Elohe Ha'amim, Elim. Why? Lamaze, why are they called Elilim? Elilim, Elilim. Why are they called Elilim? Rav Jose said, because they bring woe Alelai, alai, alai, alelai to those who serve them. Why are they called Gilulim? Gilulim. Why are they called Gilulim? And here, Midrash note on Gilulim, Gilulim. Here, the Midrash note, literally, Gilulim, the Gilulim is rolled blocks. Rolled blocks are Gilulim. Because like rolls of dung, like rolls of Gilalim, Gilalim, Gilalim of dung, of shite, of dung, Gilalim, they are unclean. Why? Lamaze, why are they called Pisalim, Pisalim, Pisalim? Here, Midrash, no, Pisalim, Pisalim. What is Pisalim? Here, the literal meaning of Pisalim is carved images, Pisalim, because they are hacked out, Pisulim, Pisulim. They are mere botches, Nifsalim, Nifsalim. They are mere botches. Why? Lamaze, is any god of heathen nations, Goyim, called Toeba, Toeba. Here, Midrash note on Toeba, 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 abomination. Toeba, abomination, because on account of it, a man goes astray. Toeba, Toeba. They are called Toeba, Toeba, abomination, because on account of it, a man goes astray, a man, Toeba. Why? Lamaze, are the gods, Elohim of heathen, nations, Goyi, the Gentiles, international community, why are they called Atzabim? Atzabim. Why are they called Atzabim? Itzabim. Why are they called Itzabim? Here. Midrash note. Atzabim or Itzabim. Itzabim. Images. Images. Because on their account, their worshippers are brought to grief. Are brought to grief. Are brought to Mita'atzabim. Mitatzbim, Mitatzbim. They are brought to Mitatzbim, brought to grief. Here, today's psalm, Mizmor Adai Wow, Psalm 96, here the hey verse that reads, but the Lord made the heavens. Wayahua Shemaim Asa, but Jehovah made the heavens. Wayahua Shemaim Asa. Honor and majesty are before him. Here, today's psalm, connecting the hey and the wow, the vav verse, the fifth and the sixth verse, where it reads, honor and majesty are before him. Hod v'hadar lefanayo. Honor, hod, and majesty v'hadar are before him. Lefanayo. Hod v'hadar lefanav. Hod v'hadar lefanayo. That is to say, the ministering angels are before him. Therefore, here in today's psalm, in the eighth verse, it reads, ascribe to Jehovah, to he who he be, ye, your kindreds of the peoples, ascribe to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, glory and strength. Glory and strength. Haku. Habu la Yahuwah kavod shemo, ascribe, habu la Yahuwah kavod shemo, ascribe, or Hebraically speaking right here, give, habu la Yahuwah kavod shemo, ascribe to Jehovah, glory and strength. Here, taking it from the seventh verse right here, the second part, the seventh verse. Habu la Yahuwah, Misha Pechota Amin. Ascribe to Jehovah, ye kindreds of the peoples. Habu, give. Habu la Yahuwah, Habu, give to he who be who he be. Misha Pechot, Mish Pechot. Families, kindreds. Mishpacha. Here, in the plural sense, Misha Pechot Amin. Amin, of the peoples. Habu la Yahuwah, ascribe to Jehovah, kavod wa oz. Ascribe to he who be, who he be, kavod, glory, wa and oz, and strength, and strength. In the zamana labo, in the time to come, for where it reads, bring an offering, and come into his courts. Here in today's psalm, is Moritz Adai, wow, where it reads, bring an offering, and come into his courts. Su'u mincha u'ba'u le'hatzarotayo. Bring, su'u, lift up, bring, su'u, bring y'all. Su'u, to nasa, to lift up. Hear the command. Su'u mincha, su'u amincha, su'u amincha. Bring a mincha. Bring a meal offering, su'u amincha, u'a ba'u, and come y'all. And bo'u, come y'all, le'chatarotayo, into his court, le'chatarotayo, and come into his courts. Su'a mincha, bo'u'a le'chatarotayo. This here refers to the occasion spoken of in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 68, Hebraically, the 30th verse that reads, because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents to thee. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem, shall kings bring presents to thee, to the eye. Mehe halecha ala Yerushalayim lecha yovilua. Out of thy temple at Jerusalem, may he kaleka al Yerushalayim, whither where kings shall bring presents to thee, leka yobilu melakim shai, whither where kings shall bring presents to the eye, may he kaleka al Yerushalayim, leka yobilu melakim shai. And here the point of reference from Mizmor Samech Chet, Psalm 68, Hebraically here, the 30th verse, out of thy temple, me hekaleka, from the hekal, the eyes, hekaleka, me helakeka. Here, the words belong to the preceding verse, the 29th verse, where it reads, thy God hath commanded thy strength. Siwa Eloheka Uzeka, thy God, thy true good, Eloheka, hath commanded. Siwa Eloheka Uzeka, thy Elohim hath commanded thy strength. Uzeka, thy Uzeka, be strong. Be strong, O Elohim, thou the eye that has done for us, for I and I. Uzah Elohim, Uzah, be strong, Uzah Elohim. Zu pa'alta lanu, be strong, O Elohim, Uzah Elohim, thou the eye, zu pa'alta lanu, thou that has roared, pa'alta lanu, for I and I. Me hekalecha, al Yerushalayim, out of thy temple at Jerusalem. So the words, out of thy temple, me hekalecha, out of thy temple, they belong to the preceding verse as the absence of the full stop, even in the Sefer Tehillim translation, indicates. Thus, from the abode of his presence, of his perception, of his face in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, may he, even he who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, manifest his wondrous deeds. Whither where kings shall bring presents to thee. To thee they shall bring kings presents. The literal order of the Hebrew. Leka yobilu melakim shai. Bring presents. Yobilu, bring they bring shai, presence or tribute. Tribute in acknowledgement of submission, bringing presence or the shai tribute in acknowledgement of submission. Leka yobilu milakim shai. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, O worship Jehovah. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, worship y'all, prostrate y'all, worship y'all, bow down y'all, worship y'all, for he who be who he be. Hishtachu la Yahuwah, or other Yehudis would say, Hishtachu la Adonai, worship Jehovah. Hear. In the eighth, first part of the eighth verse, the ninth verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Wow, Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Psalm 96 and 9. Then, as it is written, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23, quote, all flesh shall come to worship before me, saith the Lord. All flesh shall come to worship, shall come to prostrate, shall come to bow down before me, before I, saith the Lord. Yavo kol basar lehishatachota lefanai, amar Yahuwah. Shall all flesh come? Yavo, to come. Yavo kol basar, to come all flesh. Yavo kol basar, to worship, lehishatachot, lefanai, before my face, in my presence, amar Yahuwah, saith, amar Yahuwah, saith he who be, who he be. Yabo, kol basar, lehishatachot, lefanai, amar Yahuwah. On that day, as is written here in the Yod, in the 10th verse of Mizmor Tzadai Wow, say among the nations that the Lord reigneth. On that day, say among the nations that Jehovah reigneth, that Jehovah hath become king, that he who be, who he be, is coronated. Imru vagoyi Yahuwah malak. Say y'all, imru, say y'all, imru vagoyi, among the goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, the international community. Imru vagoyi Yahuwah malak. He who be, who he be, malak, hath become king, has been coronated, has become king. Imru bagoyi Yahuwah malak, that Jehovah reigneth. As it is written, even in Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 9, quote, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Wehaya Yahuwah le melek al kol ha'aretz, and he who be, who he be, shall be with Haya Yahuwah, and shall be and to be, who he be, with Haya Yahuwah, li melek, king for king, li melek, al kol ha'aretz, upon all the earth, upon the entirety of the earthly plane, al kol ha'aretz. Wehaya Yahuwah l'melek al kol ha'aretz. The world also is established. Hear. The bait, the second part of the Yod, the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96, that reads, the world also is established. Af tikon tevel. The world also is established. The world will then be established in righteousness. The world, his world, the world will then be established in righteousness. Bal timot, it shall not be moved. Bal timot, it shall not be moved. For then, harasha, the ratchet, the rishaim, the ratchet ones, the wicked, will not be present in the world, will not be present in his world. He shall judge the peoples equitably. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. The C part, the next part of this verse, still in the Yod verse, in the 10th verse of today's psalm, Psalm 96. Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim. He will judge the peoples. Yadin, Yadin, to judge, to execute judgment. Yadin, Amin, peoples, B'Meisharim. He will judge the peoples, B'Meisharim, in equity, B'Meisharim. He will judge equity, equity. Yadin, Amin, B'Meisharim. And here, 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 from Psalm 9, Hebraically the 9th verse, this verse right here, Yadin Amin B'Meisharim, from Psalm 9, Hebraically the 9th verse. In combining these two quotations, the psalmist's aim seems to have been to suggest a parallel between the physical, the physical universe, and the social order. Alike, their stability rests upon the will of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God. Thus, Yadin Amin B'Meisharim. He shall judge the peoples equitably. The peoples, Amin, will be judged by him in all equity. B'Meisharim. Yashar, uprightly. B'Meisharim. Only if there be nothing, no thing among them to leap upon, shall they perish. Only if there be nothing among them to leap upon, they shall perish. Then the heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, hear the Yod Aleph, the 11th verse. Hear, hear, hear. The heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'tagel ha'aretz. The heavens, Hashemayim, the heavens, Yismuchu, they shall be happy, they shall be glad. Yismuchu Hashemayim. And the earth, she shall rejoice v'tagel ha'aretz. Yismuchu Hashemayim v'tagel ha'aretz. The heavens, they shall be glad, and the earth, she shall rejoice at the deliverance, the deliverance of Yisrael, of Israel, of the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty I, of Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty Yisroel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Almighty I. And the field shall exalt. Hear, 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 the Yod Bait. Here, the 12th verse of today's psalm, Psalm 96. The field shall exalt. Ya'eloz sadai. The field shall exalt. Ya'eloz sadai. The sadai, the field, ya'eloz, shall exalt. Make the field, the sadai, ya'eloz. Ya'eloz sadai. The fields of Eden, shall exalt in the rejoicing of the righteous. Ya'eloz sadai v'kol asher bo, aza yiran kol etzei ya'ar. The field, may the field exalt in all that is therein. Ya'eloz sadai v'kol asher bo, as then, as Yiranu, kola itzei ya'ar, then shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy. As then, Yiranu, they shall sing. As Yiranu, call all itzei, the trees of ya'ar, the wood, the trees of the forest. As Yiranu, kola itzei ya'ar. Lifnei Yahuwah, ki ba lishpot haaretz, yishpat terela v'tzedek, ve'amim be'munato. Before Jehovah, he who be, lifnei Yahuwah,
for he is come, Kiba. For he is come, Kiba. Lishpot haaretz, to judge, Lishpot haaretz, to judge the earth, the earthly plane. Yishpat tevel b'tzedek, he will judge the world and habitable portions of the world. Yishpat tevel with righteousness, b'tzedek, in righteousness, b'tzedek, w'amim, w'amim, and the peoples and peoples, w'amim, be'emunato, in his faithfulness, be'emunato, in his truth, be'emunato, in his faith, his fidelity, his true religion. Lifnei Yahuwah, ki ba, lishpot aharet, ishpat tevel b'tzedek, u'amim be'emunato.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari. If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Rastafari.
What about the trees? What about them trees in the garden rejoicing?
Mama Africa, Africa.
Ethiopia.
שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בצרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כבודו, לכל העמים נפלאותיו, כי גדול אדוני מולד מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים, כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, עוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו, ול אדוני משפחות עמים, ול אדוני כבוד ועוז. ול אדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחסותיו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ, אמרו בגויים, אדוני מלאך, הפסיקון תבל בתימות, הדין עמים במישרים, נחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים לו, ועלו זה שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי הארץ, לפני אדוני. כיבה, ישפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק, ועמים באמונתו.
on today's daily psalm, Psalm 96. Now, sometimes get lost in translation and interpretations, but here's zooming in on the judge and the judgment theme. Also in today's daily psalm for the Midrash, a lot of links here with the third book of Moshe, which we have started right here, Leviticus, concerning the different offerings. We get more into that, the Mincha offering, that bloodless, that grain, the grain offering. But here, let's zoom in on the word judge, because there's a few different words that I use in the Hebrew, but generally speaking, one particular word. And you know, these ideas of what is judge and judge. So we have Shaphat, like Jehoshaphat, the valley of Jehoshaphat. Jah, Yahoh, Yahoh, Shaft, Shaphat, judges, Jehovah, judges. And we also have the Yadin, and also part of I, the namesake Yadon. So what are the differences? This in the sense of judging. Here a lot of people say, don't judge, you can't judge. But then the Bible says if we would judge ourselves, we won't be judged by others. So what about this judge thing here in today's daily psalm? We're going to be picking up with Psalm 96 and reflecting on Psalm 9, verses 9 and Psalm 9 and 9, and comparing with Psalm 98 and 9, today's daily psalm, Psalm 96. Six right here, judgment theme. Yes, sir.
And here, today's psalm is more Tzadai Wawe, Tzadai Waw, Mizmor Tzadai Vav, Psalm 96, Psalm XCVI, here in the 13th verse in the Yod Gamel, Yod Yud Gamel, Yod Gimel verse here, the 13th verse. Lifne Yahuwah, ki ba lishpot haaretz, ishpat tevel bitzedek, wi'amima be'emunato, which in the Sefer Tehillim is brought out as before the Lord, or before he who be, we be before Jehovah. Lifne Yahuwah, ki ba, for he is come, ki for ba, he come, for he come, ki ba, for he come, lishpot haaretz, he come, to judge, lishpot haaretz, he come to judge the earth. Yishpat tevel bitzedek, he will judge. Yishpat tevel, the world, tevel, the tevel, or some enunciate as tevel. Yishpat tevel, he will judge the tevel. The tevel is the inhabitable portions of the earth, of the aretz, of the earthly plane. Yishpat tevel b'tzedek, b'in, by way of tzedek, in, by way of righteousness, or with righteousness. Ve'amim be'munato, and the peoples in his faithfulness, be'munato, in his truth, be'munato, in his emunato, haimunot, in his true faith, in a sense of, quote, true religion, in his true faith, his truth, his faithfulness, his fidelity. But here, we have this verse. This verse is repeated from Psalm 98, right? Is repeated, right, in Psalm 98 and 9, right? So in Psalm 98 and 9, here, Psalm 98 and 9, it says, Lifnei Yahuwah ki ba, Lishpot aharet, yishapot a tevel bitzedek, ve'amim be meisharim, before Jehovah, before he who be, who he be, lifnei Yahuwah, ki ba, for he is come, lishpot aharet, to judge the earth, the earthly plane, yishpot a tevel, he will judge the world, the inhabitable portion of the world, bitzedek, with righteousness, b'tzedek, in righteousness, with amin, and peoples, by way of meisharim. So here has meisharim, equity, or the sense of b'meisharim, in equity. So we have a repeat here from today's psalm, from Psalm 96, the 13th verse. This verse is repeated in essence, but not exactly, in Psalm 98, verse 9. There's a few key nuances and differences. Significantly is the last part where it says, and the peoples with equity, with Amin B'Meisharim. And here in today's psalm, we're Amin B'Emunato, B'Emunato. So one it says, and the peoples in his faithfulness, and the peoples in equity or uprightness. Meisharim, Meisharim from Yashar, Yashar, to be upright. So here, zooming in on the sense of judge. We hear a lot about judge and judgment and don't judge or judge this or you can't judge me or this and that about judge. But Hebraically, the sense of judge. So we have the word in today's psalm, lishpot, lishpot, right? To judge, lishpot, lishpot, to judge haaretz, to judge haaretz, to judge the earth. Judge from shafat, shafat, shafat as the root, shafata, shafata, shafat. The Hebrew sense is to rule over. An important note here is that Hebraically speaking, judging has no terrible sound to a Hebrew and in the Hebrew, unlike the English and a lot of the mix-up and confusions amongst the Western whitewash, counterfeit Christianity, and even in some cases, you know, amongst others, but mainly in the Western Bible, biblical sense, this idea of judging seems to have a terrible sound. But lishpot and shafat does not have a terrible sound to a Hebrew. And Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4, we have this, with righteousness shall he judge the poor. With righteousness shall he judge the poor. With shafat abitzedek adalim. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. With shafat abitzedek adalim. He shall judge the dalim, the poor ones. With shafat abitzedek adalim. Here, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, first part of verse 4, and the fuller verse, here. With shafat abitzedek adalim. With hokiyacha be'e mishora le'anweya aretza. Wehika eretza de sheveta piyo uwa beruacha sifataya wa yamita rasha. The full verse here is, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the land. And he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, shall he slay the ratchet. With shafat abitzedek adalim, with hokiyacha be mishora le'anwe aretz, with hika aretz be shevet apiyo, ua be ruacha sifatayo yamit rasha. Therefore, judge shafat lishpota does not have a terrible or a bad sound. Judge, to rule. To rule, for he has come to rule over the earth. He has come to judge the earth, and with righteousness, b'sedek, sedek, with righteousness shall he judge the poor. With shafat b'sedek adalim. So the word judge, there's many words that are translated from the Hebrew, often as judge, but they have different senses and different important nuances. This is why the idea of judge does not have a terrible sound Hebraically. Judge and judging, right? As the case in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4, with righteousness, b'tzedek, shall he judge the poor. On the contrary, when it is ha'el, ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, who is ha-shofet, shofet, shofet, the judge in the shafat sense. Shafat means Hebraically to weigh, to judge in the sense of to weigh. So shafat, to judge, to govern, to vindicate, to punish. Shafat, to act as lawgiver or judge or governor of Elohim or man in the sense of to rule, to govern, to judge, to decide. To decide controversy, to decide controversy of Elohim or of Adam, of Elohim or man. Shafat, to execute judgment, the sense of discriminating, the discrimination, discriminating in its true sense of man, of Adam, vindicating, the sense of condemning and punishing. At theophanic advent, the sense of the final, eschatologically, the final judgment, The Nephile sense of the word is to enter into controversy or controversy, to enter into a controversy. The sense here, Hebraically, of Shaphat is to plead. Thus, we have the translated sense of to have controversy, controversy together. The sense also is to be judged, right? The Poel sense is the judge, Shofate, the judge. The sense of the Shofate, the judge, is also Hebraically the opponent at law, the opponent at Torah, the opponent. Getting to the root of the H8199, according to Strong's Concordance, the H8199, the Shaphat, right, a primitive root to judge. And the Hebraic sense of the Shaphat, distinguishing it from the Yadin. Yadin sense, we have the Yadin sense within today's Psalm, Mizmoras Adai Wow, Mizmoras Adai Vav. Adivav, we have it in the 96th Psalm at the 10th verse. He will judge the peoples with equity or equitably. Yadin, Amin, Bit Meisharim. Yadin, Yadin from Din and Dun, Dun Din. Yadin is a different sense, though often translated as judge, as we have it in Psalm 96 at verse 10. He will judge the peoples with equity, equitably. And then we have here in the 13th verse, for he has come to judge the earth, ki ba lishpot ha'aretz. So these two words are translated, both of them, in the English Bibles, the KJV particularly, and elsewhere, even here in the English part of the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter, they're both translated as judge. But there's a different sense of judge. So what is the different sense of Shaphat, the Shaphat judge, and the Din, the Yadin, Yadin and the Yadon judge? Well, the Shaphat judge is to judge in the sense of pronouncing a sentence, like a verdict or a sentence, whether it is for, in favor of one, or whether it is against one. So the implication of Shaphat to judge is to pronounce sentence, whether it is for or it is against. If it is for, judging in favor of, the implication is to vindicate. So sometimes the translator may translate the sense of Shaphat, depends on the context of vindicating, because he is judging, right? He is judging for. The sentence is pronounced in favor of, or we can have the Shaphat sense against in the sense of punishing. What is of great interest is that where Robeinu, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, where our Rebbe, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, when he said, according to the translators in the KJV, judge not, Hebraically, the context there that is lost in translation is, don't judge against, don't be always ready to punish or to condemn. In other words, it's like, stop condemning. Though the word, the verb is judge, the context of it is condemnation. He's teaching the Talmudim and I and I not to be like the world, flesh, and satanic seclorum, always seeking to be adversarial in the sense of condemnation, the condemnation sense. Because you're not a just judge if you already have a bias, if you're not going to look at it b'meisharim, in equity or equitably, right? So there's a passive sense of the Shaphat as well, Shaphat. Right, the Shaphat, to judge, Hebraically speaking, right? By extension, to govern, we have the governing of something, right? Passively, to litigate. So there's the judging sense, the Shaphat sense, Hebraically, to litigate, to litigate. Here's where we also bring out the sense of plead, where it says that Yahuwah, Jehovah, will plead, will, in that sense, to litigate, literally or figuratively, can be connected with the sense of avenging, can be connected with the sense of condemning, can be connected with the sense of contending, defending, executing, also judgment, to be a judge, shofate, right? And the sense of mishpat, we have mishpat, mishpatim, mishpat, 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 which is judgment, right? To plead, the sense of it is to plead, to reason, and to rule. So Hebraically, the Shaphat sense, to rule over or to judge, right, to judge, has a sense of to plead the cause of Jah people, as Garmawi Nugus Neges, his divine mercy, pleaded, right, the cause of Jah people before HaGoyim, before the League of the Goyim, the League of the Nations, the League of the Gentile, pleaded, reason, right, and also rule over, to overrule my dear condemnation with a vindication of Jah people. Thus, when it is Ha'el, who is Hashofet, who is the judge, the occasion is one for universal gladness. He will judge. He will judge the world, the inhabitable portions of the world, with righteousness. Yishpat Tevel Bitz Edek. Here, too, we have another quotation from Psalm 9 and 9. So Psalm 96 is very much connected with the ninth psalm, with the ninth psalm. In the ninth psalm, we have this same language brought out even in the ninth verse. The ninth verse, which may be the eighth verse in the KJV because of the numbering difference, where it reads, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will judge with who, with and who, and he, yishpot atevel bitz'edek, with who, yishpot atevel bitz'edek, and he himself, and none other, with who, and who, and he, with who, yishpot tevel bitz'edek, he will minister judgment to the peoples with equity. Yadin. So here we have the Yadin. The Yadin. Yadin leumim de mesharim. Yadin, he will minister judgment. Now, what is interesting compared with today's psalm, we look at the 10th verse. He will judge the peoples with equity. Yadin amim be mesharim. He will judge the peoples with equity. So here the translator brings out Yadin, he will judge. But according to the Sefer Tehillim, looking at the Hebrew Psalter and the English translation, here for Psalm 9, Hebraically the ninth verse, maybe the eighth verse in the KJV, where the second part of the verse where it reads, he will minister judgment to the peoples with equity. So here in the KJV, it is the ninth, it's the eighth verse in the KJV, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Now here we have Yadin, the other word, another word that often is translated as judge, as we show the example even in today's psalm where it says he would judge the peoples with equity. Elsewhere, translators bring out the sense he will minister judgment. So the Yadin sense, properly, correctly, is ministering judgment. The Yadin sense, ministering judgment. Yadin leumim b'meisharim. He will minister judgment, Yadin, to the peoples, leumim, to the communities, to the umim, right? Another interesting word for people and people groups, Yadin leumim b'meisharim. The Meisharim, Yashar, uprightly, or in uprightness. So, here, just to get a better sense of this right here, we have the Yadin sense. The Yadin sense, the Strong's Concordance has the H1777. The H1777, we have Dun and Deen. We have Deen and Dun. Deen and Dun in the Yadin right sense. Also, the first, one of the first places we find that where it says in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 6, I will not strive. The strive verse found in Genesis chapter 6, in that particular chapter. Let's bring this up right here. In Genesis chapter 6, where it reads, and Jehovah said, my spirit shall not always strive. Yadon, my spirit shall not always yadon, strive. So the yadon, we have the yadon and the yadin, two senses from the same root. In Genesis Bereshit chapter 6, verse 3, the strive in that sense is the yadon sense of striving. Here to judge, to contend, to plead, to act as judge or act as a minister of judgment. It's also the Yadin sense is to plead a cause. The Yadin sense is to execute judgment, to requite, to vindicate. The Yadin sense is to govern. The Yadin sense is to contend, to strive. In the Nephile sense of the word, is to be at strife, to quarrel. Now, here we have a very, very primitive root, and the Yadin, getting to the root of the Deen and the Dun is at the root of the Adon. Adon. We have Adon, Adawan, Adon, right, which often is translated as Lord, right, but the root idea is to be firm, to be strong, to master, right, to master, to be sovereign. The idea of the Adon is to rule in the sense of to be sovereign, that is to be like controller, whether human or divine, to be Lord, Master, Owner. Lord, Master, Owner. We can compare this Hebraically with the names beginning with Adoni. Adoni. But here, for the Yadin and the Deen and the Dun sense of judging, the difference between the Shafat sense of judging and the Deen, Yadin sense of judging, to rule by implication, to judge in the sense of as an umpire, also to strive, to strive. Thus we have the first sense of the Yadin or the Deen Dun in the Yadon sense in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. And Yahuwah, Jehovah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, with man. Wayomer Yahuwah, lo Yadon, ruchi va'adam, va'adam, va'adam le'olam. My spirit shall not always strive. Wayomer Yahuwah, lo, not Yadon, not Yadon, not to Yadon, not to strive, not to strive. So the Yadon sense comes from the Deen, the Dun sense, which is a secondary sense that's connected with the idea of judgment. But in this context that we have right here, 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 even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, Wayomer Yahuwah lo Yadon ruchiya ba'adam le'olam bi shagamahu basara we hayua ya mayoa me'ah we esarima shana. The fuller verse. And the Lord Jehovah said, my spirit shall not always strive, lo yadon, with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So zooming in on this root, right, the Deen, the Dun root, to rule, by implication, to judge, also to strive as at law, as a one would strive at law, even Torah, to contend, to execute judgment. Here's a sense of the Dan. So we also get from this the Dan sense, the Dan, the Dan. And Ethiopically, coming from this same root sense, comes the John, the Don and the John, even in the sense of John Hoy, John Oy, John Hoy, Don Hoy. Invocation in ancient times to the judge, Don Hoy, Don Hoy, your honor, like when we say in court, your honor, Don Hoy, John Hoy, right, to judge, right, to minister or to administer judgment, to plead the cause at strife, and to strive. So the Yadin and the Yadon. Yadin, to minister, to execute the judgment. Yadon, the Yadon sense, is to strive, like to contend, to strive, to plead at law. It's like to plead, kind of to plead a case. Here, here, here. And the fulfillment is bringing it forward to this last part of the verse, with Amim Be'emunato. With Amim and the peoples Be'emunato. Be'emunato. What's interesting here, we have Psalm 90, 92. Hebraically, it is the third verse, Psalm 92, verse 3, right? Psalm 92, the third verse right here, the third verse, where it reads in the KJV Bibles, it would be the second verse, to declare thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness in the night season. Lehagid ba'boker chasedeka, chasedeka, thy mercy, thy loving kindness, thy chesed, chasedeka, ve'emunatika, 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 emunatika, the I male faithfulness, emuna, emuna. So Ethiopically we say hymenot, hymenot, coming from the amen, right, to admit as true, to support, to have faith, ve'emunatika, faithfulness, and some translators and translations brought out as truth. Where emunatika balailot, ואמונתך בלילות, and thy faithfulness, and thy faithfulness in the night seasons. So here the sense of his faithfulness, emunato, his emuna, his haimanot, his faithfulness, his truthfulness, his fidelity. His fidelity to his yea and amen. The sense of this is his fidelity to his yea, yea, and his amen, amen. What is of particular interest is that the KJV, in the King James Version, Psalm 96, at the 13th verse, it says, and the people with his truth. So seeing the connection of the haimanot with the emunat, the emunat, the emuna, the emunat, be emunato, haimanot, haimanato, his faith, his true religion, the true faith of the King of Kings. Thus, the King of Kings, Christ, Christ in his kingly character, the true faith of Gormawi Negusenages, of Kedamawi Haile Selassie, of the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to open the book and to loose and seven seals.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
The
Ethiopian church belongs to the monophysite group of churches which teach that Christ had one nature, that his humanity and divinity became one without intermixing, and that his divinity never separated from his humanity.
In which our Lord himself.
Oh, baby, such a sad body. don't.